On Jepson School of Leadership Studies Week, if you want to get elected, be charismatic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Flanagan, Associate Professor of Leadership Studies, explains why being likable is better than your policy choices.
Lately, the personality characteristics associated with charisma are seemingly more important to voters than a candidate's experience or stance on the issues. Yet, following charisma can be a mistake because charisma has very little to do with the things that voters should care about when choosing political leaders, like their character and ability to govern. Researchers have found that people assess charismatic leadership based on as little as 5 seconds of nonverbal communication. Other researchers find that a person's perception of charisma is more influenced by someone's delivery of their message rather than the content of what they're saying. And charisma can often backfire. Overconfidence can be detrimental to a leader's performance, especially because charismatic leaders have a tendency to overreach and they misjudge their capabilities. Since perceptions of charisma are highly influenced by arbitrary traits of a leader, and since charismatic leadership can be counterproductive, it is morally risky for followers to value charismatic leadership. Charisma prompts people to focus on candidates' appearance or extraneous aspects of their personality, rather than engaging in independent moral deliberation about the leader's qualifications or policy proposals. Citizens who end up supporting leaders on the basis of charisma choose recklessly, without considering the reasons, and it may not only fail to serve their interest in the end, following on the basis of charisma can also harm other people. Voters are deciding for each other, and as the political philosopher Eric Bierbaum argues, choosing people who will act in our name. So even if individual votes are unlikely to be decisive, collectively, the stakes are high. In these cases, no matter how appealing a candidate seems, it is always important to look carefully at the issues. Voting on the basis of charm and charisma alone isn't worth the risk.
That was Jessica Flanagan of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.